Well, I've only got about 12 minutes, Rick Kogan, filling in for Bill and Wendy, who are out in Beverly having great fun and will be on shortly. It's my great pleasure to have my old friend Judith Heinemann on here to talk about the, God, Judith, I can't believe this, the 20th anniversary.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What is, I know, but I'd like to hear have you explain, what is Telebration?
It was actually started in 1988 in Connecticut to bring storytelling to adults. It was really to give stories to grown-ups. Children had them, but they felt that adults need them. And now, look at the scene. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, just you were in here with these guys talking. Right. I mean, much of the outgrowth of the podcast universe is all about storytelling.
I mean, the whole thing is that what's exciting about Telebration is that it bridges many worlds. It is the Moth winner, the Fringe Festival, edgy performer, but it also celebrates the ancient tradition of passing on culture from different cultures. So Telebration, what I'm doing, this is my 20th anniversary, and I don't know if you remember, Rick, but I was on 10 years ago.
I do.
With Susan O'Halloran, and she told the story, and we were here for our 10th anniversary.
Do indeed.
Yeah,
honey,
so
do indeed.
We really appreciate your support. And so it's this Sunday night at the Logan Center at the University of Chicago up in
which
the penthouse.
Which is a spectacular building.
Gorgeous.
For people who have not been there, it's so accessible, it's so easy to get to, and it's beautiful.
And there's a free parking lot right next door.
Right. That's always important.
So we're in the penthouse, and it's our 20th anniversary, and bittersweetly, it's my last one as a producer.
I know. Why?
Well, thank you.
You've been working your tail off with this for years.
It's been a labor of love, and I introduced it to Chicago. When I found out about Telebration, I had gone to the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. I don't know if your listeners know about it, but the first weekend in October, 10,000 people show up to listen to nothing but spoken word under huge circus tents. And then there's midnight cabarets and poetry, and it's just amazing.
Judith Heinemann, don't you believe that over the last, let's say, 20 years, as Telebration celebrating its 20th anniversary, that the growth and passion of this is in direct response to how icy most forms of communication have become? When you think of teenagers, their world is a text world. When you think of many other people, their world is an email world. They have gotten so far away from that kind of human contact and hearing a story. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. The whole idea of, well, live lit and a shared experience. We're looking at each other with our eyes. You know, it's sharing a story heart to heart. It's getting expression. And the other thing that people should realize is that the audience is very much a dynamic partner in the oral tradition, because the audience is often invited into the story. And by their laughter or their sounds,
or tears,
yes, or sobs or gasps or any kind of audience reaction, the storyteller very well may reshape the story while they're up on stage. Or from the moment they leave their seat till they go to the stage, they may decide on a completely different story depending on the energy in the room.
Who's going to be telling stories?
So this is a great
Sunday
mix.
It is. There are two venues. There's the Logan Center, and earlier in the afternoon at the Experimental Station. Can people just go to your site and get all the information?
Well, I do. I did attempt. I am a bit of a Luddite, but I did attempt to make a Facebook. A Facebook site. So if you go to Telebration, look at Facebook. But my name is Judith Heinemann, and I'll give out my email. You can email me at juhestories@oldschoolaol.com, and I will make a reservation. The penthouse only has 100 seats, so if you're really interested, I would recommend that you make a reservation. That's for adults. So the evening performance from 7 to 10:30 is for adults, and we have wine and anniversary cake and so on. But the afternoon, we have a program for families and children by another 10 fabulous storytellers. And it's not that it's not for adults, it's just that the evening is not for children.
Sure. How do you select the storytellers? And is the crop of storytellers, have you watched it grow over the last...
Yes, it's very exciting. So I was fortunate enough to actually step in both worlds, and I actually won a moth here in Chicago
a few years ago.
It was a total surprise. I went in not even knowing what the topic was, but I had to check it out. So we have Nestor Gomez, who has won 10 moths.
Incredibly nice kid.
From Guatemala. Terrific. And actually decided to do storytelling to get up there to get rid of a stutter and to get over his fear of talking. And last night we were on WHPK together. He told a lovely story. So Jim May, who is an Emmy Award winner and has a brand new book, will be there signing his book. We have Peter Cook, who is a deaf storyteller. Sure. If anybody listening knows any deaf people, we have the finest sign language interpreters.
Wow.
We have always had sign language interpreters, and the deaf community is very particular. They will not go to a performance unless it is interpreted excellently, and be aware that we have the most wonderful sign language interpreters.
Judith Heinemann, what drew you into this world in the first place?
Well, I had a theater background. I lived in New York City. I was a teacher by day, a high school English and journalism teacher, but it was the heyday of the off and the off-Broadway movement. So I would perform in strange places at night and become a different person. And but then I moved to L.A. I helped to found the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. I did one-woman shows. But in 1997, I had just moved to Chicago in 96, but somebody had tickets to the National Storytelling Festival in Tennessee and couldn't use them. So he gave them to me. And when I went, I saw people like Donald Davis and so on, and it just grabbed me around the neck like a demon.
Wow.
And I realized I could reshape my one-woman shows and tweak it to this new storytelling genre. Chicago and the Midwest is blessed with fertile ground of the most phenomenal storytellers. And I had just learned about this thing called Telebration. And I've produced other events before. And
sure.
The woman whom I met who founded it, one of the founders, Peg O'Sullivan, it's always traditionally the weekend before Thanksgiving. And she said, you only have 6 weeks to produce this. Why don't you wait till next year? I said, no, I know how to do this. So I called all my friends on both coasts who are the best storytellers in the Midwest. They took a chance on me, Joseph Sobel and Susan O'Halloran and Beth Horner and Jim May and so on. 200 people showed up that first
wow.
night. And then I fell in love with the art form.
Yeah.
And so, and then the Oriental Institute at the University
sure.
of Chicago hired me and a young musician, Dan Marcotte, to do Mesopotamian and Egyptian stories for their new exhibit that was coming into the OI.
What a great thing. You know, the human need to communicate is as ancient, maybe the human need to love is older. But the human need to before people could speak, they would scratch stories on the walls of caves. And it is what I've always thought storytelling binds us together as people.
Well, what I'm so excited about, you asked about how I got these people. Well, I invited back everyone who had ever performed in the last 20 years.
Oh, good for you.
And I knew that not everybody could be here.
Of course.
And sadly, a few people are no longer with us. And
sure.
I'm actually dedicating this to the memory of John Berquist, who was a major folklorist. And if you knew him, and from Minnesota, who sadly passed away this year. So, and he was my partner in storytelling for about 8 years as well. A very talented musician. Whoever was able to answer my call, and I have 19 people, so I'm really pushing the envelope, and I'm hoping that you guys can. I mean, there are operas for 5 hours. We know there are events for 5 hours.
Sure,
so
sure.
If you can come and listen, and again, in the afternoon, we have 2 hours of stories for families, but at night, I have the most amazing, broadest range of talented spoken word artists from moth winners, 10-time.
Are you part of this?
Well, I am going to MC. And
okay.
I,
because you're the producer, you don't have time to. Yeah, I get it.
You know,
I
have a story always in the wings, and anybody who's willing to hang out, and if we're there at 11 and you want to hear my story,
great.
You can. There are a couple of my stories on YouTube and some CDs that have won awards.
Your website is very cool. Can I tell people your website, this Judith and Dan website?
Sure.
It's judithanddan.com, because there's a lot going on beyond Telebration in this lovely woman's life. J-U-H-E stories at AOL.com will get you some more information about this. Or, if you got a pen, you're not in a car, you didn't have an accident, 312-925-0439. The family event is from 2 to 4 at the Experimental Station at 6100 North Blackstone. South Blackstone, of course. Adult stories from 7 to 10:30 at the beautiful Logan Center. Judith, it is always a pleasure to see you. And I just because you're giving up the producing of this doesn't mean you're giving up the cause.
No, when I run the Chicago Storytelling Guild once a month, we'll still meet. And now I'm free to be in other places in November. And also I will probably produce smaller events throughout the year.
Keep me posted, will you please?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope this has helped and people get to go. We'll be right back. Rick Hogan closing it off for his Bill and Wendy fill-in. Steve Bertrand's coming up, but first, another word for Judith Heinemann. What do you want to say, Judith?
Oh, I meant to tell you that 10-year-old Natasha Friedman is going to be starring at our afternoon family performance. She performed last year. She was terrific. She has so much energy. She's wonderful, a great role model. Come and see a 10-year-old tell a story.
10 years old. My goodness. It's great to see you, Judy.